Okay, so we played for you a little while ago the meeting audio from the Lincoln City Council from a couple of days ago, and we've got him on the line with us now. Anders Christensen joins us from Lincoln. Thanks a bunch for making some time for us this morning.
Oh, not a problem. It's been funny. My phone has been off the hook all day. I've never had so many people want to talk to me before.
I would imagine
Sure.
so. Yeah. Well, you know, you do something like that in a city council meeting. Now, when you wrote this out, when you came up with this idea in the first place, and we'll get into the background of how this, you know, first started out in a minute, but I'm curious, did you have any idea that this story would ever get outside of Lincoln?
I'm telling you, Tuesday night, I didn't think that it was going to be even beyond my friends. I
Okay.
had my family watched it, my friends watched it. I went into work in the morning on Tuesday, and my friend went, "Oh, that's so cringy, man. That's so bad." And I was like, "Yeah, well, it was fun, but you know, it was just a thing to do because I needed to have some fun." And then it blew up.
When did the New York Times call you?
They called me last night. It
Yeah,
was
that's big time.
interesting. Yeah, they called me. They called me last night, and they had a nice interview with me. And then they called my dad and interviewed him.
Yeah, because your dad is on the city council where you were giving that speech.
Yeah, he had no idea that I was going to be there today. But as soon as I walked in, he knew that something weird was going to happen because he saw me and rolled his eyes.
That's great.
So where did the idea come from to do this? I mean, it was clearly made in jest, although I give you credit for taking it seriously while you were giving your speech. But where did the idea come from?
So, you go into restaurants, and they're always asking you order wings, and they ask you if they want to bone in or bone out. And it just started grating on me. And my dad told me, he said, you know, like on a different conversation, you know, anybody can go in and talk in the city council, and they can talk about anything they want. And I was watching them, and everybody was so passionate about these very hot button issues. And I was like, you know what? I have something that's important too.
Yeah,
And
you
I
know,
can go in there, and everybody listens.
And the great part about it is, right, not only that, but it also added some levity because you're right. I mean, everybody in there is so passionate about what they're into. So maybe, you know, sticking a needle in the balloon is a good thing to have from time to time, right?
You know, I think that everybody needs a small win right about now. These issues that people are
Yeah.
facing are, these issues are not going to be solved in our generation almost. It seems like
Yeah.
it's just going to be things that are work on for forever. So if we can have one small win, one little victory to kind of push us forward, I'm all in for that. I'm telling you, we're running for president, and we're going to get this changed.
What kind of reaction are you getting from Lincoln? Well, first of all, what was the reaction just in that room? Because I know there were people that were laughing, and we played the cut earlier of you kind of admonishing them for it. But what was the reaction in the room?
Most people, like at first, thought it was fine until I chastised the guy. I told him, like,
Yeah.
"Hey, man." Then everybody just got serious, and they were the whole time wondering if I was making a joke or if I genuinely believed everything I was saying. And my wife was in the background. You could see her. She was just trying to hold it together the whole time.
Well, see, and that's the great thing about this is that you're not wrong. I mean, what you said in front of that council is absolutely accurate. And I've really kind of much more quietly than you have been on that bandwagon for a long time. If they don't have a bone in them, they're not wings. So what happens now? I'm curious, now that you've said this in front of the city council, do they have any obligation to act on your proposal?
I think that as big as it has gotten, they're not going to have a choice. They're going to have to do at least something about it. I even had the Nebraskan Barbecue Council personally contact me and tell me that I have their full support.
Good man.
Is there a GoFundMe set up? That's the next step then.
That's apparently what I got to do because you're the third person to ask me this, and I hadn't even thought of it until now.
Yeah,
You need a
right.
publicist? You need a
Yep.
campaign manager?
Yeah, and that's another thing. I wonder, because your dad is already there on the city council, and now you've had some experience with this, and obviously it's grown up much farther than you ever thought it would. Do you have any aspirations politically? Do you want to follow in your dad's footsteps and get into politics over this?
You know, I hadn't even thought about it until yesterday. And then yesterday, I thought, you know what? Local government is probably the best form of government because it's the place where you can make changes that actually affect people's daily lives.
What are your favorite suggestions so far? I'm sure you are getting every suggestion under the sun for what the renaming should be. Do you have any favorites so far?
There have been a few. Earlier today, I was on a radio show that was a little bit more rowdy than this, so I probably won't repeat the ones that they were suggesting.
They get more rowdy
than you.
This.
Thank you, yeah. Right.
But I've gotten a lot of good ones. I think Saucy Nugs is apparently what everybody's really latched on to. So.
And that was yours, right. And Saucy Nugs does definitely do. So as this continues, the other thing that I wonder is you've heard from the New York Times, you've heard from radio stations like ours and unlike ours all over the country, and you've got your phone blowing up and all of this. Have you been contacted by any of the restaurants, by Applebee's, by Buffalo Wild Wings, by any of these places that sell boneless wings to maybe talk to them about making these changes?
You know, Buffalo Wild Wings actually put up a wanted poster for me online saying that
that's fantastic.
And that boneless chicken wings are not nuggets.
Oh my gosh, wow. Man, it's... I know that there was no way you could have seen this coming, but it's been really fun just to watch and to see the number of places that pick this up.
It's been crazy. I was talking with some people from Ireland this morning and Australia as well and Toronto. It's been all over the world at this point.
What was your life like before this? We know a little bit based on what's been reported, but you're an engineer.
Yes, I'm a chemical engineer. That's my schooling, and right now I work as a research engineer at a company called Budra Instruments.
And I have to know, I mean, when it comes to wings, when it comes to actual wings with the bones in, are you a flats guy or a drummies guy?
You know, I think drumettes were the thing you start with as a kid until you start learning the appreciation of cleaning a flat.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
So I'm all for the flats.
And when it comes to the sauce, do you have a preference? Is there a favorite for you?
So I like Old Bay seasoning. I think that is very good on wings.
Uh-huh.
And if you dip it, you have to dip it in blue cheese sauce. If you dip your wings in ranch, you're a heretic.
You were my hero before. You were my hero before you said that. Now I am ready to vote for you. Whatever you run for, I am there. In fact, Jamie said you need a campaign manager. I will be that guy.
I think what you need is a restaurant. who's buying your food truck for you? Who's sponsoring that? Because I think that's what comes next is the food truck.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the suggestions I've gotten. Actually, UNL, there's a student organization that contacted me and said they wanted to make me a website.
Mm-hmm.
It's been fun.
What other suggestions have you gotten? What other business proposals or, you know, offers have you gotten, pitches have you gotten for what you should do if you decide this chemical engineering thing doesn't work out?
You know, the funniest thing that I found out is how many secret clubs there are in the world that you have to be invited to.
Uh-huh.
Turns out I have been invited into the Council of Andrews, even though my name's not Andrew. There's been at least three other groups that I had no idea existed, and they're like, we want to send you membership cards. And so now I just know the Illuminati's real, and that's just how it's going to be.
Maybe that can be, that can be your next big campaign is to get rid of them as well. Well, listen, it has been such a good time talking to you. And again, fully support what you're behind, especially the blue cheese part. So thank you so much for joining us, and good luck. We'll keep an eye on you. Keep us posted as far as what goes on, will you?
Oh, will do. Thank you very much, guys.
Stay in touch.
Thanks for being on with us. We appreciate it. Ander Christensen, so fun to talk to and being a really good sport about it. And in all seriousness, the media attention to this has been insane in the last 12 hours. Like I said, I saw it in thehill.com first, which generally follows, you know, serious politics. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you, I mean, I think he came along at exactly the right time. I mean, there could not have been a better moment for this to happen with pandemic, election, blah, 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 and everything being so incredibly serious. For him to take a silly issue seriously, boy, did we need that. We need a Monty Python around right now, and he's that guy.